Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots operation has arrived in Tampa Bay, and Bill Belichick addressed the media before the team's first practice on the field here at One Buck Place. Here's Bill Belichick's Wednesday press conference.
Great to be here in Tampa, working with Coach Shiano and the Bucks. I think this will be a real productive couple days for us where we can improve our football team and work on some things against a different opponent with good competition. So it's a quick turnaround, but I know our guys are excited to be down here, and I think we're going to get a lot out of this. So looking forward to it, and have a good relationship with this organization, and I think it'll be mutually beneficial.
So have you ever worked with two teams during the preseason like you have this year?
Yeah, we have. We'd rather get everybody up to their full potential. Everybody's got to reestablish themselves this year, every player, every coach. And that's what training camp and the preseason games are for, to work our performance back up as high as we can and build on it through the season. We all got a long way to go. I don't think anybody's even close to where we need to be. That includes all of us. Got people, coaches calling plays, players doing their job, working with new teammates, getting new timing, new opponents, different looks. So, we haven't even started the season yet. We've got a long way to go.
Hey, Coach, in terms of the joint practice, was this your idea? Was this Greg Schiano's idea? How did it come about?
Mutual.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Coach Schiano? We had heard that you even called and gave a reference when he was up for the job. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with him?
I've known Coach for a long time and gotten to know him better since he was at Rutgers. Of course, we would, go down and scout their players and work them out and that type of thing. And we both have a defensive background, so I don't think we have a lot in common there. And he's coached some of our players, going back to Vince at Miami, guys like that. So we have a long relationship. My son went to Rutgers. I spent more time there watching him play lacrosse, but also... being around Coach, he's come up to our practices and spoke to our team and observed us on the field and vice versa. So it's been, we've had a good relationship. I have a lot of respect for him. And I think this is a great opportunity for him. I'm sure he'll do well.
What are the mutual benefits to having a control situation like this where you can stop something and run it again or whatever, as opposed to, say, a preseason game?
I don't think there's a whole lot of stopping it and running it again. I think it's just, you run plays against your own team, and that's great. But at the same time, we're going to see different looks besides the ones that we have. And in all honesty, there are certain plays that, we can recognize. Our offense can recognize certain blitzes that we run. Our defense can recognize certain formations and motions. And you start to anticipate and play the plays and things like that. And we kind of know who our go-to guys are. And you play against a different team, and you don't recognize those things as quickly, and you have to learn who the go-to players are on the other team and that type of thing. So it changes the whole dynamic of the game, really, the matchups and the recognition, the anticipation, the communication.